What is up, my multiplayer pizzas? Welcome to the Video Game Bang. My name is Corey, and we have a special episode for you. Very special, because we're going back to basics. Aaron and myself will be hosting the show old school, just the two of us. Aaron and myself are going to take a week to step back and just go back to the basics. The two of us are going to bro it up, go through the week's top stories, and hopefully entertain some of you. If you can, go back to nerdreactor.com. We have a lot of content. Aaron did a full-blown review on the game Freedom Planet. He gave us some very good marks. I did my full review on The Walking Dead Season 2, which just had its last episode release. I also did a review on the regular show DVD that came out, the Rigby Pack. So support the show, support Nerd Reactor for helping us out with all we do. As always, go to Twitter. You can follow us at Video Game Bang, facebook.com/Video Game Bang Bang. We're on Twitch. You can find all this stuff on the internet. Just hit us up. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, the Zune Marketplace, everywhere you can find podcasts, and get ready for this week's
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my party pizzas? Welcome back to a new episode of the Video Game Bang.
Retro style.
Retro style, where we are rocking it a two-man setup because we can, honestly. Let me, without further ado, introduce the man you've come to know and love, my co-host on this show. If we were members of Pulp Fiction, he'd be Jules, Aaron Carter.
Hello, everybody. I would say one of Jules' lines, but he curses way too much. And if anybody knows me, I do not curse.
Why is that, Aaron? You're a grown man.
It's a personal restriction for myself. Not like a personal, like, oh, I had some dark story. Like, oh, my God, I cursed one time and this guy died. Or, no, nothing like that. I used to curse all the time. Like, when I was a little kid in elementary, I did it in at, okay, small store. I went from a predominantly white school when I was a kid to a predominantly black school, and the cultures are very different. There were a lot of swear words thrown around, so to fit in as a kid, I was like, oh yeah, F this, be that, and
suck big black
yeah,
knees.
Yeah, big black this and that, yeah. And after a while, I just kind of was like, why do I have to be like everybody else? So I kind of just stopped for a little while, and then I just kind of got into the rhythm of.
Now, when you had the mustache, were you cussing a lot?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
See, I completely envision you in the Eddie Murphy purple suit.
Wow.
Like, just rehashing like lines from, you know, Trading Places.
Till about like sixth grade, so a good 6 years. That's, you know, every other there, you know, I would. It was just like a part of my vernacular. I just would curse, but then it was just like when I hit junior high, I was like. I mean, you have to find your own identity, everybody. You have to be yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And if that wasn't you originally and you were doing it to fit in and, you know, I mean, I don't, people cuss all you want. I don't care. Like that's, I cannot stand my music to be censored at all.
Yeah.
Like I have to have the full cuss words. I don't care. You better talk about every gross thing. If I'm listening to it, that's just what I wanted. I'm not saying that's what I go out and look for, the most vulgar stuff.
No, you know. Nothing worse than the censorship of mid-90s rap, though.
Like, yes.
I prefer it nowadays where it's just like, yo, I'm about to, you and the.
Yeah.
Back then it was, I'm going to
And they do that with some of them today because I just heard Childish Gambino on Spotify. 3005, and they did that on that. Yes.
Come on.
Yes. It says, no matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Forget those other. And I was like, what? And they literally, because they played the rest of his songs, curses, you know, all in there. And then when they get to that, they
radio
forget those
edits.
other. And I was like, other what? Other what?
Oh, see, that's okay. Like, if they take the word and go, forget those others, or they throw another word in there.
But he doesn't say forget. One, he doesn't say forget. He says the F word. And then
really? So they only block one
word? No, the N word, okay. too. They blocked out little section right there.
Wow.
And I was kind of like,
curse. The moral of the story, be yourselves, people.
Yeah, be yourself.
And you can be yourselves and follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang. Twitter was a little crazy yesterday.
It was hot.
There was a progressing story, borderline crime. It was a criminal story.
It is a criminal story. I had a discussion with a coworker who was a little more educated than I was today about this, because he actually put me onto it before I even...
Oh, so if you guys know what we're talking about, basically Twitch was shut down for quite a few hours, as well as League of Legends, by a hack group. Hacktivists.
They are cyber terrorists.
They're not hacktivists.
I've decided they are cyber terrorists.
You
There's
heard
difference.
It here first. Breaking snooze, Aaron.
Breaking snooze.
Breaking snooze. These guys are cyber terrorists.
Because think about what activists. An activist is. Just an activist.
They're usually doing what they do for a greater
cause.
Purpose.
Yes, exactly. And it usually has some type of positive behind it. It may not always be, the best route to go, but there's some positive behind this. No, this was just full-blown terror.
Look what I can do.
Exactly.
Well, they shut down some servers of League and Twitch, and in exchange they wanted prominent streamers to write the name Lizard Squad on their forehead and post it to Twitter. And then they said they would bring it back. And also there was a thing where was it them that was threatening the...
Yeah, they sent in a bomb threat to the Sony Online's president's plane or something like that.
Wow.
And he had to stop it or something like that. He went out on Twitter and was like, hey, my plane did get deterred or whatever like that. That's all I'm going into. These guys will
find
us.
Yeah, justice.
Yeah, basically. So, I mean, if it was them, I even saw some other places saying that it wasn't them, so they're just taking credit for it.
Yeah, that was another part of it, too. It's completely possible.
So, I don't know.
What did you get? What's the new what's the new piece of the puzzle that you heard?
No. It was no real new piece of the puzzle. My coworker just told me about them before we even came into that situation last night.
Oh, okay.
He was telling me, who they were. That's how I was even, able to just know who to Google as soon as we tried to get on Twitch and couldn't get on. And,
The people who actually complied and wrote Lizard Squad on their forehead, whether it was, phony or true, I think I lost some respect.
All respect. If there was even a grain there before, it's you just let that go.
Yeah, how do you negotiate
yes.
these cyber terrorists?
Yeah, and that's exactly what they are. And I think we've already spent
bang,
a little...
Bang, oh, bang, oh, sorry. I,
wow.
I placed some music in here so that I would not forget to wish a very special video game bang. Happy birthday to David Ng.
Didn't want to put his middle name in there this time.
David Andrew... Morpheus Ng.
Wow.
Happy birthday, buddy. And I told him, because I got him a gift, obviously.
Okay.
And I was like...
What'd you get him?
I got him comic book. I got him comic book.
Okay, you got him a comic book?
I got him a series, and then a booster pack of magic and just some random things. But as we were walking out, I was just kind of awkwardly thinking, like, why do we buy each other gifts? All right, David, you stay alive for another year, and I'll have another reward for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what you get. I thought you were about to turn into like a Jehovah Witness or something like that.
No.
Like, you know what? No, we're not doing this anymore.
Thanks for still being alive, David. Here's a present.
Yeah.
Back to the hacktivists. So we go back to these guys.
Terrorists, cyber terrorists.
Lose respect for the people who were submitting to
Very
their
much lost respect,
stuff.
Bro. And it's hard to lose respect for
a Twitcher,
yeah,
for
a streamer. That's all you do is like, I mean, it's not like I hold you in the highest regards because you just, but like, there's
you really
little
have to
you
stream.
Can do.
That's how bad you really need to do your stream.
Yeah, like it's sad.
And then actually, I think we weren't the only ones, but after this was going on, I kind of wanted to stream, so we checked out Hitbox for the first time.
Uh huh.
And
they're hot foreign.
Yeah, they're hot foreign Post, girl, yeah. But you know what they did is I went to Hitbox like a week or two ago,
mm-hmm.
and they revamped a lot of stuff. Like that it was way. it looked like a different experience this time.
Mm.
So they're
enough
definitely,
to get you back.
No,
because I was about to say you kind of just peeled out as soon as your Twitch was back.
I seriously hit stream, and like within 30 seconds into my first Hitbox stream, Aaron says, "Oh, Twitch is back." All right, then this concludes my Hitbox stream.
What if you hit like a high mark, like right when you started
You know, I would have still been there.
You still would have been there?
Yeah. I don't even know why I went back to Twitch, just because it's convenient. But now
you already have everything set up.
We have a Hitbox now, by the way, so if you guys want to check it out, hitbox.tv/videogamebang, no underscore.
I was going to say, how many people do you think actually are going to go now that because of this?
I don't know. You know, I think, and I didn't see this in the stories, but we can cover it right now. I think that was a very good move for Twitch to get bought by Amazon instead of being bought by Google or YouTube.
I think Google would have went after the people that tried to shut them down, though.
Yeah. But I think overall for the betterment of Twitch.
Why? I want to know why.
They were taking a beating, especially when it came out alongside all the, you know, we're going to watch music content and all the firestorm they went through. I think we talked about it just 2 weeks ago.
Are you talking about Amazon or are we talking about...
No, we're talking about YouTube.
YouTube, okay.
Yeah, when Twitch was going to be part of YouTube and they put that thing is you got to move all your data because this is going to happen and we're changing this. And
yeah.
Google, even though their line is don't be evil, kind of has a really bad reputation at this point.
So Amazon, with their more positive online shopping... What do they gain from this besides the you know, I guess money, but like, how do they make it better?
How do they
Amazon Twitch?
Amazon Prime is pretty badass. I really like Amazon Prime, even though they scare me with a lot of their like Big Brother stuff. Like when I look at something on their website and then it pops up on Facebook now, I don't like that.
What if that pops into your stream?
And it probably will. But at this point, even though it seems kind of like curling in a ball and rolling over, like they provide a good service. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
Because it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be some little window that slides over and say, hey, I see you watching, you know, FIFA 15. Did you want to buy FIFA 15?
It does that all the time. Yeah, no, yeah. I don't know. It seems like a decent choice. I don't think Amazon has quite the terrible reputation that Google has at this point. So
I didn't know Apple was in the running for it too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Yeah. It said Amazon Twitch acquisition is about beating Google and Apple.
Wow.
That's what one of these are.
Well, you know, they got their own phone now.
Amazon?
Yeah.
Is it like a bargain bin type of? That's what I imagine. I imagine, you know.
It is to the phone market what the Fire is to the tablet market. It's just kind of another
Fire's
option.
Not terrible, though.
No. It holds its own.
I need to see what this phone looks like now.
It's basically
at least a smartphone.
Yeah, it's called like the Fire Phone or something.
The Fire Phone.
It runs off of...
Oh, wow. Yeah, there it is right there.
Yeah, it runs off of their own thing, but it's kind of just like another option.
Their own like...
Yeah, it's not Android.
Oh, wow. I don't know how I feel about that one. It's $649 on Amazon.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's about the price of a phone.
Yeah, but for unknown, knowns and there are unknown
knowns.
Trust me,
yeah, it's nothing I'm going to buy, but, you know, they're trying to build their own little niche.
It only got 3 stars out of 5.
On their own website.
On their own.
They couldn't have come up with some better way to skew that. Great on a curve.
Nope, out of 807 reviews.
At least they're staying.
3 stars.
Somewhat legit.
They're true.
Let's get into the stories. We got a story here. Sean Murray confirms that there are no load times in No Man's Sky.
We're in a time, of course, where...
Oh, God, no, that actually is loud.
What you playing? What you playing?
Wow.
What you playing? What
you because this is of course...
What you playing?
America's favorite game show. You guys know how it's played. I'm going to start with Aaron Carter. What have you been playing, good sir?
I've been playing a little bit of Whispering Willow. Yeah.
Oh, so this
very,
is
very, very slow.
Well, we interviewed what was his name? We interviewed the composer a long time ago.
Was it
Goldshine?
Wasn't it Corey? I thought it was.
No, it was like Steve Goldshine.
Oh, it was Steve because we interviewed two Steves
yep.
that were composers. And we were like, it was something about that name then, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I know that we got to listen to the tracks back then. It had a great soundtrack, but it seemed like it was going to be more of a relaxed puzzler type game.
Yeah. Nothing so far that with the soundtrack, it's just very moody, you know? It's not like they threw on smooth jazz or anything like that while I'm walking around. You're playing as a girl who's trying to look for her father, and she just runs out and doesn't tell her mother that, you know, I'm going out to look for daddy in this old house where there's ghosts, basically.
Okay.
And you have this little crystal that I guess it just takes your soul out of your body, and you can solve puzzles like that because your soul can get in little places that you can't, of course, your physical form. But it's a lot of just walking very slowly around the environment, this 2D side-scrolling environment. A lot of backtracking, so you get your Metroid type of feel where, you know, you need to do this to get here. So
go back to there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm hoping it gets a little faster. Like, right now, it's very kind of slow paced. So
anything else?
Trying to reach level 30 on Smite, of course. Doing that.
29 now?
29. I just got to 29 today, so I'm a little bit above it. And then a little of the Pokemon on the...
Pokecraft.
Yeah, Pokecraft.
Pixelmon.
Yeah. Pixelmon, yeah.
I've been playing... I just finished Walking Dead Season 2 to completion.
And you have a review up, too, as well.
Yeah, go to nerdreactor.com and see the review. What's the most exciting about this one is that finally, more so than in the first season completely or anything up to this point, they finally gave a real true branching storyline. Although it was the very last decisions you make in the game, it sets up season 3 to where it could be possibly what we've been talking about on the show for a long time.
Now, how many seasons are they planning? Is season 3 supposed to be the last one?
I have no idea.
Okay, because if season 3 is the last one and you say there's 3 like main different endings, then I can see them actually doing the big branch. And then, but if they decide they want to go 5 seasons or 6 seasons in a movie or something like that, then that's going to be very difficult to keep up with those 3 major choices all the way down the line. Like, because that's a huge tree that you're branching out into.
That's very true. I think maybe that's why we've never seen it before, is because it's hard to continue into the next episode.
Yeah.
Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah, wow. And so, but if this is the last one, episode 3 is the last one, then yeah, it's very fully possible for them to have like 3 different, fully different stories or whatever.
Yeah, this is where it's like, we spent 2 seasons now making decisions. Now it's Telltale's time to make their decision. They could either wipe the board, and no matter what decision we made in the end of season 2, just like you go basic to square 1, like everybody gets back to this point, or we start 3 and do it all again, or there's going to be 3 different stories, because at the end you choose between like 3 different outcomes which each had their own 2 different branching decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And each one took you to a different place with a different person.
Hmm.
So it would be pretty...
Different, far different places, yeah. I'm saying?
Well, within like a...
Like one's in Canada and the other one's in...
Not that far, but like, I don't know. They'd have some splaining to do.
Okay. All right.
So that's my hopes for that one, season 3. Overall, season 2 was fantastic. You should go get it. Now it's all out, all 5 episodes.
How much is it?
I think it's on sale right now for $9.99.
Yeah, it's worth it. Pick
it up. Definitely worth it. Even though episodes 4 and 5 never quite matched the intenseness and the, like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. That was in episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it definitely peaked at 3.
Mm.
But it was pretty awesome, these decisions we got to make in episode 5. Other than that, I've been playing The Long Dark. We got our alpha key for The Long Dark. Aaron got to watch me play on stream a little bit.
It seems like the impossible game.
It's Wolf Jugular,
yeah.
Sim 2014.
He literally, people, got in the game, burned himself, caught frostbite.
Not my best moment.
Starved, and didn't die from any of those natural, or, you know, causes. A wolf among them. Came and bit his throat out. So it was just like, okay, that's what kills me.
I was kind of testing the stuff because I wanted to see how close I could get to the fire, because it feels like I wasn't warming up quick enough.
Wow.
And then so I was getting
you
closer.
You warmed up
closer,
pretty fast. Yeah,
when my clothes freaking caught on fire. We're going to have Ralph Van Lierop, the director and main man over at Hinterland Games, on the show within the next week or two to talk about The Long Dark. So we're going to have a lot more time to master the controls and get a lot of these bugs sorted out, because it was a very hard game. Like, this is not going to be, you know, the game that you just pick up and start playing and it's like, oh, this is fun. This is a game that's going to, you got to work to get good at.
Yeah.
It's just in sandbox right now. So it kind of just drops you in random places and lets you kind of fend for yourself. So it's basically still concept.
And I still don't think that's bad. I like that, because just like, you're not playing the game twice each time, you know, you're you're in a different location each time, so you got to, you know, adapt to your surroundings.
This is definitely, it's alpha, so they're looking for feedback.
Yeah.
This is to people who paid $40 or more on the Kickstarter. So if you did do that and you kickstarted this one, go get your code and start playing. But let's get in back into the story. So Sean Murray confirms there's going to be no load times in No Man's Sky. And although it's a relief, it's kind of like what's expected these days.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say before, you know, the thing. But
did I just steal your thoughts?
No, you didn't steal my thoughts.
Allow me to retort.
The other thing on there is they were talking about how, you know, everything, even the animals are procedurally generated and everything like that. Yeah. They want to get, like, alien-looking creatures on each planet. So you go in and you feel like it's, you know, oh, this is new or stuff like that. I was thinking when they're, like, they've done that type of thing with games before where you get all these different-looking creatures, procedurally generated items and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But they haven't done anything like that for story-wise that I can think of, a procedurally generated story.
Is this going to have that?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is why I'm saying, like, if No Man's Sky, okay, take Star Trek, or Star Trek, whatever, they're probably going to hate me for mispronouncing.
Star Trek and Field.
Do you know much about Star Trek?
I know the rough estimates.
You know, they just go out there and they
go on adventures.
Yeah, they go on adventures. They meet different cultures and they, you know, alien races, and they all have their sets of rules and laws and stuff like that. What if in No Man's Sky you have that type of setup to where instead of landing on a planet and you just find, you know, unintelligent life, you actually find intelligent life? And the developers came up with like 30 or 40 plus ways of living and rules that these people abide by, and then they just procedurally put them, so when you get there, maybe killing is okay with them, but, you know, I don't know, drinking past midnight's not, or something like that. But it's, you know, so whenever you go and interact with these people, you kind of have to learn their culture and how to, you know, survive around their culture as well. You know, you may end up doing something wrong, and then it even melds into with how you trade with them or something like that.
I'm assuming when you go to different lands and meet different life forms, whether they're creatures or humanoid, some will be passive and then some will be aggressive.
Yeah, exactly.
That's some one of the... Some will just be passive aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. Or aggressively passive or something like that. So, I mean, if you think about it, like if you went to India and just start slaughtering cows because you want a burger.
I don't see any problem with that.
Yeah, but the people there would who think cows are very holy and stuff like that. So that's how you would. So like say in No Man's Sky, you land on a planet and you just start slaughtering this animal that you, it attacks you, you know, that's what it did. But the people of that planet find it.
Or if I go to your neighborhood and start blasting Willie Nelson.
Exactly.
Okay.
You might get a little different reaction than you would at another place. So, I mean, not to take away from the story of no load times, because that's just, like you said before, expected now with this generation of...
Unfortunately, I mean, I'm sure it's a great feat that it's not going to have load times, and I'm going to be thrilled that it's going to have that, but still, at the same time, I could see a lot of people just being like, yeah, that's just how things are. There's because, no load times in Minecraft.
Yeah, their quote is, the cool thing is every planet has every single... it has a single number, a random seed, and different everything about the planet. A single random seed generates every blade of grass, tree, flower, creature, and so on. So the developer, I can note down the planet seed and then just go back there anytime I want. And I mean, that's cool. But yeah, just like you said, it's Minecraft too.
Yeah.
You know, Minecraft already does that. I want to see it get taken a step further, and let's add some like NPC characters that you have to interact with.
Now, I'm very excited for this game.
I'm hugely excited for this game.
I was just thinking about it. I'm almost so excited about this game that if it was time locked to PlayStation, even 6 months or so,
wow,
I think I would go buy a PS4 for it.
Wow. That's a bold statement, sir.
That's how exciting this game is to me, though.
I mean, and the thing is, it says No Man's Sky is out, what? It said, wait, hold on. Hopefully this isn't a bad sign. We know more about No Man's Sky because it would surely be disappointing if the game was delayed for 2015. That is this year. We're expecting the game to launch. So they're expecting to launch this year, and it will be available on PS4 and PC.
So as long as I got it on the PC, I'm good.
But
if it was time locked down, this game is that's the level of.
Wait, but you're saying time locked. So that means eventually it will
come
out.
Yeah.
You would, You would pay the 400 something bucks.
Yes.
Just for the time period that would. You wouldn't just Cartman and sleep until it came out on the X1. That's a little too much, sir. That's a little too much.
That's a sign, though, of how excited I am for this game and how much potential this game has to let me down. I really hope they can deliver on what they're saying they're going to do.
It's a very... But see, what more do you want?
I just want what they promised.
Which is... And they can. I know they can deliver on that because that's simplistic.
I don't know because we see this time and time again. Like, this is a tall order. This could be Peter Molyneux all over again.
Here's the thing. I was really excited about Brink when that
came
out.
Can I marry people in this game?
But see, they're not promising that.
Yeah, okay.
See, they're only promising you procedurally generated worlds where you can travel in space and go find these new creatures, and that's not hard. Minecraft does that, and people have made mods.
We're getting ships, because I remember in the original things, we can build ships, and I've seen how the ships are going to work. You know, they're all going to be uniquely different or whatever, but there was going to be weapons.
Yeah.
We're still getting all the laser weapons.
They show little stuff that you can do that, so I mean...
Oh, okay. This game's going to be great.
I want to see it take... And this is the thing that I keep running in with Minecraft. If I don't have a purpose... then I kind of lose interest after a little while.
I don't know why you feel the need to have the purpose so spelled out for you, though.
I'm not looking for an end game. I'm just looking for something to not even... You don't even have to give me a purpose. Like, hey, here's your mission, Aaron. But I need to be able to drop in and then have either a personal goal or...
You got to make your own. You got to be the motivated self-starter can be.
With Pokemon on our Pixelmon or whatever, I don't keep calling it that. But once I got dropped in, it was like, okay, I wanted to catch this certain one, the certain Pokemon. Caught it, boom. All right, now
elevate
what?
The thrill.
You know,
your goal right now in that game?
My goal right now, it's literally just kind of the whole overall goal of Pokemon. Try to catch them
all.
You
want to be the best?
I just want to catch them all. No one ever was. Yeah, basically. But it's like in Pokemon, whenever you play on the Game Boy, the DS, you're trying to beat the gym leaders, right?
Yeah.
No gym leaders in this one.
I thought there is.
You have to wait for a human being to get on that's
I think
a gym
that's
leader.
The best way to go. So this server they're on has human gym leaders.
I don't think that's the best way to go.
I don't like the fact that they have level caps on the Pokemon.
Yeah, because in real Pokemon, there's no level cap. If you go to Lieutenant Surge, you can fight him with 100, you know?
And if they really wanted to go for that effect, they should at least do like they do in real life Pokemon. Real life Pokemon, but you know, Pokemon
in
on
real
the
life.
DS.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where no matter what the level of your Pokemon is, they all go to 50, and you just have a legit straight-out battle. So you could have Pokemon above level 50.
That's coding that they would have to do. Like, I know you're talking about, like, automatically just...
Yeah, it would. I mean, they'd go down to 50. They wouldn't, like, if you had a level 2, it wouldn't go up to 50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, because you were there when I played against the guy.
Yeah, you couldn't even use a lot of your best guys because he's like, you can't use nothing over 40.
Exactly. So I was using 33s and 35s. And my 240s, once he had counters for both of them, it was just... That was it. Because my Gyarados, I know it took out 3 of his Pokemon. And then he was like, oh, well, I got a counter for that. And then he just brought it out and killed it. And I was like, well, then I'm just screwed because everything else is lower than what you have.
Yeah.
And he had all shiny. So, I mean.
That's what you get when you're a moderator.
Yeah, exactly. NPCs needs to be in that, and that will make that game infinitely better.
Yeah, NPC gym. They should do a hybrid. Or maybe at least do the Elite Four as humans then.
That'd be dope, yeah.
You know, that would make it kind of fair. You can do the gym leaders are NPC, and then the Elite Four are the humans, and you beat them all, and you get... You know, I don't know. You get a shrine.
Get a shrine to your name.
We're going to be talking about a lot more when we come back. Miyamoto explains Nintendo's renewed passion for the core.
That's what I say to that one.
What do you mean?
Yeah. They came out with that E3, what, 2013? But I mean, this one, the only reason why I even put this one in there is because it's Miyamoto, and he's never about the hardcore. So I had to see what he was talking about. And these are all quotes for him.
Maybe he's just back into the core Nintendo player.
He started off as an artist.
And we got a lot of stuff else coming. We got a Gauntlet reboot being pushed back. Pokken tournament.
You got to play the gauntlet, right, at E3?
No. That was you, I think.
No.
You didn't play it either?
No.
Oh, wow. I stood in line to get free stuff.
Yeah, but that's what the last thing was, to go and play that one, because you could stand in line when we got kicked out the other line. Do you guys play our games yet?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, no, we didn't.
We got Destiny news. Kim Kardashian news is going to be showing up here. Sony news. So stick around. We got a lot to cover in this two-man throwback edition of the Video Game Bang. Stick around. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
You're elongating this as long as you can.
That's what she said.
Wow.
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
This is Strife, the main guy behind Freedom Planet.
This is Commander Torque.
Hi, this is Lilac the Dragon Girl.
This is Spade. This is Mayor Zhao.
This is Syntax.
Greetings, this is Lord Brevin, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Plus five, awesome.
Maybe each freaking place has like a huge sign on the wall or something like that. Think about it.
All in English?
We have the Declaration of Independence. That's another part that they can procedurally generate. Languages.
I don't know.
And then that's making this thing infinitely more tedious, one thing, and then intricate.
You're way more interested in like the NPCs and cultures and stuff like that, but
I'm interested in how I immerse myself in a game. That's why immersion is so important. Not the immersion like Far Cry, where if I get in the car, it shows me move to the left and then sit down and put on the seat.
That can be annoying.
Not that, but I want to feel like I'm a part of that world. So, like, the thing that pisses me off about anime games is I usually play an anime character and going through that story. I've seen that story 100 times. Why do I want to do that? I want to play a character that interacts with those characters in the world.
You're waiting for Landmark.
Yeah. Landmark is, yeah. Because that's what they kind of did. It was like, we gave orcs personalities and we just let them into the world. Like, yeah. You guys, I don't think viewers ever really understood how starstruck sitting there listening to that man talk. Like, it was like as if I was some little kid looking at a mentor. And I don't even want to make games I don't even want to be a part of coding and stuff like that. It was just his ideas and then the passion he has for those games. Yeah. Just like crazy.
Looking forward to the stories. We got Miyamoto explains Nintendo's renewed passion for the core. Nintendo has re-energized its ambition to entertain its most passionate fans as opposed to catering to the widest possible market. According to the new statements made by one of its senior executives, speaking in the latest issue of Edge magazine, which goes on sale Thursday, Shigeru Miyamoto says that his team does not want to focus on making content for people who passively enjoy games. Miyamoto says that the team doesn't want to cater to people who have passive interest in the games, but they're looking to incite the core hardcore player.
Now, they said that, like I said previously,
they've said it before.
Well, Reggie said it before. That's why this Wii was the Wii U. You know, they were like, this is going to be for you hardcore gamers. And they even went out and they showed a whole bunch of just hardcore games whenever they introduced the Wii U. They had your Batman. They had your Call of Duty out there on there. Mass Effect. Was it the final one or was it the trilogy?
Three.
Just three. Okay. So then, yeah. And so, you know, people were like, all right, that's cool. A little late to the party because Xbox 360 and PS3 are, you know, they've got that stuff out. But
they should stick to that niche that they created to be for everybody. Like,
but this is Mr. Mario himself. This is the creator. This is the guy. This is the Stan Lee of Nintendo.
There's a reason. I bought the Xbox One when I chose next gen first because that's where I feel the most exciting games are going to be. That's the one I wanted to, you know, buy into the hype of, whatever. My second purchase, because of where I'm at socially, financially, wasn't never going to be to buy the PS4 next.
Okay.
But I could justify buying the Wii U next because I know the Wii U will apply to people who, when I have people over or whenever, something my wife will more than likely want to play.
Party games.
Yeah, for party games.
Yes.
It's the only reason. I don't think they're going to be number one.
Ever?
On mass appeal.
Even like, after the acquisition of Disney?
No. Maybe.
It's coming.
Maybe.
It's coming, everybody.
But, you know, I think if you ask everybody, you can pick one. To hardcore gamers, community.
Yeah.
They're going to choose Xbox or PlayStation. And then we will always be number two because they're not seen as a threat. People who hardcore buy PlayStation typically hate Xbox. People who buy Xbox typically hate PlayStation. But everyone's like, ah, but Wii U's fun.
And that was the combo back in the day. It was the Xbox Wii 60.
The Wii 60.
Or the PS Wii.
Yeah.
And that's what you got. It was just...
It's a nice handshake product.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Spit in their face, why don't
I'll
you?
Be happy if they put out a hardcore game. Hyrule Warriors? I'll probably get Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah, is that hardcore, though, really?
It's close for them.
That's kind of just pasting one of their big franchises on something that I guess is hardcore?
Gynecology Warriors?
Yeah, she's tearing up out there. That franchise I wouldn't call really hardcore. It's just a big hack and slash.
Yeah, but it'll be fun, I think. And then there were some big announcements, too, about Mario Kart getting its downloadable content.
I saw that with Link.
Link is going to be in there.
That's still not hardcore.
Oh, no. This isn't hardcore. I'm just saying for what it is. Like, they're doing good things. Their success recently is because they're channeling the Wii, I think. The old Wii. Like, it took them putting out a really good Mario Kart game, a promise of Super Smash Brothers that is really good. We played it. It's just... They have to just do what works. Quit trying. Just be you.
But yeah. Okay. We're going to go all the way right back.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, they made that promise. And it even mentions it a little bit in here about the E3. They made that promise. And I think some of the fans that did go into that probably did think, hey, where are my hardcore games? What game do you think would it take for it to at least bring it up to the level?
Of hardcore gaming?
Of just like... Oh, yeah, we got to, you know, a Rainbow Six, maybe?
No. They got to come up with something.
Because they've done Call of Duty already, right?
Yeah, but we played it. It was garbage.
It was garbage. It was very much garbage.
They had to make controls really awkward. I don't even remember. You couldn't even do some of the things you could do. But it would take some really maybe in-depth RPG, like a Western RPG, maybe.
Western RPG, like a Elder Scrolls? Are you talking about?
Yeah, maybe like an Elder Scrolls or a Dragon Age esque type game. Some game that you could really get immersed in, and like, I don't know.
Dragon Age. Funny you say that.
Why?
Next story.
Next story is Dragon Age Inquisition will have multiplayer. BioWare proved that multiplayer can work well in an RPG offerings with Mass Effect 3,
mm-hmm.
So the developer also announced that they will be trying to replicate the success with the upcoming release of Dragon Age Inquisition.
I'm going to stop at that bullet point real quick. You're welcome, community,
for giving them the idea.
For giving them the idea, thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome. I said from the beginning when I saw clips of this, you know, multiplayer, and I believe two of our... companions here on the couch, they said otherwise. They were like, no, Dragon Age does not need that.
I'm one of them, and I'm still one of them.
It's going to be separate.
That's fine. That's fine, I guess. Like, as long as they're doing it like Mass Effect, and I can have my stories, I can, you know, and not have you in there jacking off characters.
It's offering similar to the wave-based combat found in Mass Effect 3. Instead, players will move through randomly generated areas, fighting enemies together. So it's randomly generated areas. So it's just like you're in a random dungeon, and you're going through a random dungeon fighting with friends. Like... What more do you need?
I'm glad the option's in there, but as the case has been made, I really hope they didn't cut and make sacrifices to the single-player campaign so that they can throw this little hat trick in there.
But why would you? They didn't do it for Mass Effect. I hope they didn't with that ending, but like...
It was like, we have... Okay, guys, we have a limited budget. We could either put it into an ending, or we could put it into multiplayer.
Yeah, I don't think that's the decision. What do you think?
Let's put it into multiplayer. The ending, no one will complain about the ending.
Yeah, we got to find one. Bill wrote one last Thursday.
I could write an ending in my sleep.
On like a coffee napkin or something like that. He's good. No, but keeping it separate, all you have to do is make a smaller team to work on a straight multiplayer little section. That's fine. Multiplayer is not bad, or I should say co-op is not bad in these type of games. Mm. It's just it needs to be done smart, not like Elder Scrolls Online. Not saying that that's dumb, but that's just too massive for that type of thing. And it, you have to, you know, want to play it. How much did you play the Mass Effect 3 multiplayer?
I just played on the beta or
The demo or whatever that came out before.
Yeah, I played the demo with you guys. Had a lot of fun, but I wasn't invested in the series.
I would really like to know how many people took Jerry's route and actually just bought the game and played nothing else but that multiplayer.
Jerry's a very unique individual.
But he put hours, like the same amount of time you would put a single player campaign into that.
Did he ever beat the story?
Not one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Not one time. He didn't go back and play the originals. He just...
The online was pretty good, but at the same time, it was nothing that Gears of War didn't do better.
And it came out with... But it came out with like a constant DLC, free DLC.
That's cool.
Constant free DLC. New characters, new levels, new weapons.
Well, okay. What about for you? You haven't played the rest of the series, but you're familiar with it.
Oh, the Dragon Age?
Yeah. Does this do enough to get you to buy Dragon Age?
Yes.
You will get Dragon Age.
Dragon Age, because from what I saw from the single player, it kind of feels, it looked like it felt like, what was that, Dragon's Dogma. Did you play that one?
Yes.
So it kind of felt like, it looked like that for single player, but then there's an article on the actual multiplayer where they're talking about the differences between the Mass Effect 3 one and this one. And it looks like it's just going to be a good one. I mean, if as long as it's a new story, you know, because I played Dragon Age 2.
Is this just another way to make money, though? Is there going to be, you're going to have to make your own online character and you have to buy booster packs and do all that kind of stuff?
They didn't do that with the other one.
Really? I thought there was like a booster pack system in the Mass Effect, or was it all in-game currency?
There was microtransactions, so you could use Microsoft points to actually buy that stuff, but it wasn't... there wasn't any, like, you had to buy your character or anything like that. That would have just been stupid.
No, I know you didn't have to buy your character, but you had to unlock the character, right?
Yeah. And you just played through the game.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that? Oh, play the game? Well, God forbid you play a game to unlock a character.
Just the microtransactions and stuff. It's just, there's other motives.
And it's not like they were versus, so it's not like pay to win.
As long as it's good, I just wouldn't buy this game on the hinge of it being great multiplayer.
It's an amalgamation of both. Okay. Like I said, single player and multiplayer.
It just better be the single player.
Wow.
Let's see. Everything will be accessible by playing, and EA with BioWare are not planning a subscription plan for the multiplayer. For those that wish to speed things up, currency is available to purchase.
That's only to speed things up. That's not pay to win, though.
But add-ons like Heroes will be delivered via free.
So it
update.
Sounds like they're going to do the same thing with Mass Effect 3. Yeah. Minus the levels, because they might. Random dungeons.
I just don't think it was necessary to do to make it a solid game. I think it already looks like an amazing game, and I know I'm going to buy that one. Undecided on PC, probably on PC.
I saw an article that we're probably going to discuss on a Weekend Bang, but it was, is co-op the future of gaming as we move forward now? And we've discussed this
games
multiple
so
times actually on the Weekend
now.
Bang. That's why I won't do this actually, because we've discussed the multiplayer.
Yeah.
And I'm still a firm believer that, yeah.
In short, yes. Because games are so social these days.
It needs to be.
Everybody's streaming. Nobody likes to play on their own anymore and have their own experiences and then come to the party and then explain what happened. It has to be nowadays. It's like, I did this awesome thing. Oh, let me pull out my smartphone and show you exactly how I did it. Or go to Twitch and watch this video of me doing this.
And
back in the day, anybody could say anything.
Yeah, I jumped off that roof and landed no problem or something with a Ninja Turtle.
Like Pokemon was like the big thing where they're saying you can move that truck. There was like this truck there, and there's like this special thing you had to do in sequence that you'd hear from a friend of a friend on the old Red and Blue.
What? And it's he moved away years ago or something like that?
Then he'd come and be like, oh, no, you do this thing, go here, fly here, do three circles, go back here, push this truck, you move it, and there will be a Master Ball in there with Mew. And wow. Just these little stupid rumors, kids talking. No, seriously, dude, I had a friend who did it.
Then the internet was invented.
Then the internet was invented and all that stuff. But, you know, there's all this stuff that happened, and you never told anybody. Like, I got the certificate for catching 150 Pokemon back in the day, and then I was one of the kids that just had that, you know, utter rush of, like, shit, I wasted a lot of time, because all I got was this little certificate that says, wow, you did it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that, was it an actual physical certificate are you talking about here? Or are we
No, in-game.
Oh, like, I thought you meant like you sent something off and then they were like, oh, hey, congratulations.
Go back to one of the towns, tell some guy you did it. And he's like, oh, you did it? Oh, let me print this document for you.
And you died a little inside. Yeah, wow.
You die a little inside and like there's no more endgame at that point.
That's so dumb. Are the Pokemon games co-op? Can you do co-op battles on that one?
I think so.
The latest ones. Because I know there's double battles, right?
Yeah, I think you can work together.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if like I said, that article was like, is co-op the future? And they put this game in examples like Assassin's Creed, Unity. That one is just going to be, I guess, crazy.
When you go back down to it and you break everything down to its simplest form, humans love interaction. That's why we have friends and we do stuff, like, or most normal functioning humans, I should say. Because there are a lot of, you know, geeks who like to keep to themselves and stuff, which is fine.
It's
but,
just not satisfying. Playing, like, I played...
Some people, though, that's what it... That's how? What gets them off.
When you're playing Elder Scrolls and you get the cool new gear and then you just, like, oh, cool, look... I'm alone. Yeah. Like, what? How is that even satisfying? You want to show your stuff off, or at least.
You want to be flossing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What is the purpose of the armor being shiny? For you to look at?
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. I did it. And I can tell my friend, who will tell his friend, and I'll be a legend.
All those armors are spinners. It's for the people outside to see you, and that's what that's for.
Yeah. But, yeah, multiplayer is always going to be a part of it. Like, even my favorite game type in Magic the Gathering is Two-Headed Giant.
There's
more possibilities. You got more brains in the same game and more potential for chaos.
To me, it's something satisfying when you get a group of people to work together to defeat a common enemy.
Whether it's a piece of cardboard or imaginary.
Exactly.
Bang Bites, people. Legends of Korra game coming this October.
Have you watched any of this series?
Nope.
Really? What? Did you watch the original, though, right?
What was the original?
Legend, Avatar, The Last Airbender?
Oh, yeah, see, no. I did not watch any of that show. I did not watch the movie.
Why?
I don't know. It just never was appealing.
First of all, the cartoon, amazing.
I have friends from different stages of life and responsibility and maturity who all love the show.
Yeah.
So I'm not debating its greatness.
You should start from episode one.
I just don't have time.
It is very long.
I don't have time.
It is very, very long. But I haven't caught up on this Legend of Korra.
Is it all the same characters?
No. See, it's just like... Because the history and everything is so deep. They actually... Which is sad because all the video games for this, they're so shallow.
I got 1,000 achievement points on
that. Yeah, everybody got 1,000 achievement points. That is nothing to be proud of.
I was very proud of that.
No, the Korra series takes place many years after Aang. Aang's dead.
Oh, he's dead in this?
Yeah, like he's gone.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, there can only be a new avatar when the last one's gone.
Oh.
So Korra's the new avatar. But what they did was they added kind of a modern 1920s, I guess, twist. There's cars.
Oh, really?
So people forget about the old ways of airbending and waterbending.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so that's how they introduce it all, you know. I mean, all the bending is still around. People still do it, but it's not as, I guess, prominent as it used to be in the old days, which I like. And I heard that they're actually, after the Korra series, they're looking for ideas for the next. And I'm like, if they go into the future, where, say, it's like current time, like it's, you know, 2015, and people really just forget that, you know, people used to be able to move mountains and stuff like that. And they're really technology heavy. And then the avatars around to kind of be like, hey, this is what we used to be able to do. You know, your people were firebenders. They could shoot fire with their hands and stuff.
That's crazy.
That would be crazy. So you would see a progression over how this world would evolve over time.
Yeah, if I had time, it's a series I all intents and purposes, could
the movie
in
you should never
future.
Watch.
I've heard such things.
It is. Michael
if they
Bay.
Put M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, him and Michael Bay both should just get on a bus.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Drive as far away north. No, south. Let's go up to Mexico.
Okay.
They're going to Mexico and just start up a taco stand. Never touch a film ever again. Ever again. And it's so sad because high hopes for Avatar. Huge high hopes. Like, the story in Avatar, The Last Airbender, is so good.
I want to see the M. Night Shyamalan movie with, like, the devil in the elevator.
I thought it was called it, like, devil.
Was it?
We just going to say both names. Yeah. Of the main things in there.
Elevator? Devil elevator?
People. Yeah. I think it was just called people.
Yeah. And I know there's going to be a terrible twist. I'm sure there will be, but I'm just interested in that one.
It was the one where the devil's supposed to be on the elevator with them, and they're trying to figure out who's the devil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Based on like a novel or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who cares about books? Yeah. Pokken Tournament is a Pokemon fighting game for Japanese arcades.
You might like this. You like Tekken, right?
I love Tekken. And
that's who's making this thing. It's like
Namco Bandai, right?
Yeah, it's a cross between Pokemon and Tekken.
I would play it.
Weird marriage.
That is a very strange.
Very strange.
I hope it's
marriage.
Just the fighting types.
Like, you wouldn't want to see like a Pikachu?
No,
in there,
I don't. That's Smash. I want to see like a fighting game with Hitmonchan. Going
well, they showed that the four-armed. What is that?
Hitmonchamp.
That's whatever.
That's Goro.
I'm not. Yeah, because that's exactly what he looks like. But they had the one from Smash Brothers. The dog, Luxio.
He's a fighting type.
Is he?
Yeah.
I would have said like Psychic
he's
Dark
like fighting,
or something.
I'm terrible at remembering these things, but I think he's like a fighting steel or something.
No, he doesn't have any metal on him. What are you talking about?
Maybe it's Fighting Dark then.
What is his name? Lucario?
Lucian.
No, it's not Lucian.
I don't. Yeah, it's Lucario.
Lucario.
Lucius.
He's a...
Fighting Dark, right?
He is a Pokemon.
Okay.
okay, now it's popped up. He is still a Pokemon.
Go ahead.
I'm looking this up because it's taking forever.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I'm glad it's just going to be like an arcade game and they're not going to try and force
fighting
it upon
steel.
Us.
Wow.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah, you were right.
I held on to something. Let's see. No, you can't trade weapons with your friends in Destiny.
How do you like that?
Happy.
Happy?
I'm very happy.
What are you talking
about?
I am
Pharrell happy right now.
How is that good?
Because that breaks the game.
Did it break the game in Borderlands?
Yes.
How did it break the game in Borderlands?
How soon before we were duplicating weapons?
That's duping. They didn't say trading game. They said duping.
If they would have got rid of trading altogether, there would have been no duping.
You can trade without duping.
No.
Yes, you can.
I think that's what breaks the system. They find, I think, and this is me just being like a gamer first, geek second. I think that it's in that trade system of code or game creation that allows people to exploit the duping stuff.
So if an
item I have, there's no way it could ever go to you. There's going to be no way to dupe it and for you to take it.
Can you dupe in Pokemon?
I don't know. There's ways to do everything in Pokemon.
I'm just saying they seem for years to have seemed like a flawless system of trading Pokemon.
I think I do remember a way like you can trade with someone in Pokemon, but then turn your system off in the middle and then
and lose all your Pokemon. And now they're just random Pokemon running around your world because
there's always something. I don't see this as a hindrance at all to the game. I think it preserves. And you know, I have a feeling that. Oh, this is the way the world works. That a lot of people are going to get pissed off. A lot of errands out there are going to raise a stink. And then they're going to do some half-ass trade system, and then people are going to exploit the crap out of
it. And that's their fault then, because they should have put more time into it before learning how to not...
I think they made the right decision by just cutting the cancer out before it can get started and just
this is the only way I will accept it.
This is the only end game.
No, this is the only way I will accept that, no trading. That means every piece of loot that I find is for the character that I created.
What do you mean?
Like, if I go around, any drops that happen, and I made a mage, it better be mage stuff. I don't want to find no warrior crap, because then it's just garbage that I don't need.
You got to go trade for money.
That's stupid. No. Give me that full crap. There's going to be plenty of stuff a mage or whatever that I don't need either.
There's
going
to be a way to make multiple characters, though.
I don't see myself.
And then you can put it in a storage locker and switch to your other character and get it.
Oh, why can't you just dupe there, then?
Because it's your own character stuff.
You're still going to just be making multiple stuff, duping to sell later on?
No. I think it's good. No, I like
it's
it.
It's a terrible idea.
I think that in a game that's going to be focusing on just being an end game.
And gear.
In gear.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing trading and the potential to dupe, even if that's out there, that will just ruin the entire end game that they're working to build.
No.
If one guy can get one awesome thing and turn it into 1,000 awesome things.
But see, you're talking about something that...
It's going to be so special now. Like, when you find that epic loot, that super rare item that's yours, it's going to mean way more now that you didn't trade it from somebody.
They're going to find a way. Either if they have to have a trade machine where you both put your item on the thing and then it saves instantly like there.
No.
Like, that's literally all you have to do, is because saving is what it, you know, is what stops the duping or whatever. So as long as you continually start saving while you're trading, saving, and then boom, once it's in your hand, it's in your hand.
I don't know. I'd rather err on the side of caution on this one and say no trading, just for the experience of the game. I know it kind of, in a way, it takes out from that immersion aspect to me.
It takes you, Leah. I can't give you.
If me and you are walking down, you know, and I could hand you this cup right here.
Exactly.
In exchange for that tablet. And then, you know, that would be a deal. But
a terrible deal.
I don't know. This is a nice glass.
Yeah, it's not a freaking.
It's a blue.
$300 glass. I'll tell you that.
I don't know. I'm still unfazed by this news. I'm still going to get the game day one.
I can't give my partner a weapon. That's so stupid to me.
I know, but
if everything was disposable or something like that.
But to protect the game, I'm okay with it.
Wow.
What? Are you not? Are you still? Are you getting this game?
I don't know now.
Really, this might have broken it. So now you're going to get Dragon Age and not get this one.
I don't know now. I can trade in Dragon Age.
We don't know that. Yeah. We don't know that.
I can give up weapons there. They better not have drop weapons then in this.
No, they won't. They won't. Otherwise, that's the same as trading.
That's a huge thing.
DRM free movies now available on GOG.com.
You know what GOG.com is?
GOG.
That's correct. What does GOG stand for?
I do not know. What is it?
I'm looking up as we speak, because I've never heard of GOG.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
But that's actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
But DMR free movies? Is that what it said, right?
Yeah.
How big is their library? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. And are these like just indie flicks or something? YouTube movies?
I'm on their website right now, and it looks like games.
Oh.
21 DRM free movies. They have a tab and everything for this thing.
Standalone Xbox One Kinect is on the way. I'm sure you are all so excited about that one.
Does that not upset you?
Or
did you just know it was going to come?
Well, I think it's dumb, first of all, because this is going to be for that. It's got to be less than 1% of people out there who bought the one that was Kinect and was like, "God damn, I should have bought the one with the Kinect."
But why? What have you?
I don't think anybody's going to say that logically, and I don't think it's really going to happen too much.
I don't see it as a problem. I knew they were going to come out with a cheaper version. This is what this is introducing right here.
Unless the standalone Kinect can be used in conjunction with a PC or something somehow, I don't see really the purpose.
I don't see that happening.
And I'm a Microsoft fanboy. Boy. I think they should have just kept the Kinect with the system altogether. But, you know, whatever. They're going to do what they're going to do.
On GOG.com, the 21 free 21 DRM free movies seem to be like video game related.
So can you just go there and get the game? They got Gamer?
No.
With Gerard Butler?
They have Gamer Age.
Oh my god.
They have Indie Game The Movie.
Okay.
The Minecraft Story. We watched that for free a long time ago, so wouldn't be buying that for $5.
Yeah, if you want some free DRM movies, go to GOG.com.
No, they're not free.
Oh.
Some of them are free.
Okay.
But they're $5.99, it looks like.
We promised to Kim. Kim Kardashian Hollywood game summer update to add super cute beach looks.
There you go.
I think this is a mobile game, right?
It is a mobile game that apparently has been taken off like sliced bread.
If you've played this game, let us know. Hashtag.
Why do you play this crap?
Hashtag big booty Kardashian.
Yeah. Or hashtag why is she famous?
Hashtag why no sequel?
Hashtag we know why she's famous. It's a lot of hashtags.
Hashtag Ray J.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, then we get to that. Yeah, that's just opening another door of full crap.
Oh, man. Let's see. Escape Dead Island on November 18th. Dead Island 2 beta confirmed in UK. And, well, I think that's about our show, everybody. So thanks for sticking around on this retro throwback two-man episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you learned something.
Yeah.
We want to thank you all for listening. For Aaron and myself, we're going to say...
Support co-op.
Support co-op.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I'll let you bang.
Let me bang.
I'll let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.
Nikki, what did you do?